Oh, come on. Smart board, you are up. Okay, what I'm going to do really is just look at my notes. I thought I turned that on. Guess not. Tom, why weren't you yelling at me?
Because I was too worried about walking the pipe.
Has everybody got into putty? All right. Because we did that. It is coming on, right? It does. And I'm going to take a picture of that just to prove that it's working. Okay, the beginning MySQL notes is what we started looking at last time. So I'm going to open that first. Because there are things at the end of that that we didn't look at. The homework that I'm asking you to do is a gift to those who were in the Oracle class.
I noticed that.
Mainly because I like to see the contrast between the two. So I, you know, for people that have had the two, I like you to contrast them. There is one thing that if I forget to mention it, there is one thing that you should notice, and that is that the date is different in Oracle and in MySQL. And so you've got to look at the date and look up how to store a date using MySQL. Okay, because the date that I put up there is an Oracle date. You've got to look at how to store the date in MySQL to do the assignment, and I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Okay, so last time we left off doing basically inserts and a little bit of a select. So there's a select, and select asterisks from test first means I'm selecting everything, all columns and all records. Okay, so select asterisk means get all of the columns or all of the fields. And no where clause means all records are going to be taken. Okay. Now, if you get down and down here, we have an update. Okay, so once I've created a record, if I mess up, and I usually do on at least one, this is the update command that lets you go in and you say update table, and then you say set, and you give a field name, and you set it equals or whatever it is you want it to be equal to. If you stop there, then it will change every ID, and all IDs will become 3333, which is clearly not what you want to do. So you want to put in a where clause that will tell which record you want to impact. And my where clause said, go find the name that's Robert Brooks and change that to 4 threes. I think I originally had put in 5 threes. So I'm changing it back to 4 threes. You can set multiple things. You can say set ID equal to comma, and then have another condition equal to, or not another condition, sorry, another field equal to something else. So if I wanted to change the major, I could have said comma major equal to whatever, CI. Okay, so I can do that. So that lets me update a field. And a little further on, we'll see a delete. So you know how to insert records into a table. This shows you how to update records in a table. And in a few minutes, we'll see how to delete records in a table. So that gives you maintenance ability. Okay, add, change, and delete gives you maintenance ability on your table. Okay, so then we come down, and I've got a select down here where I'm selecting two things in an AND relationship and two things in an OR relationship. And if you took CIS 120, this is no different than what you saw when you were working with Access. Okay. Now, in Access, actually, there is also the update stuff. It also can be done. We just didn't do it in Access. But all of that, SQL is SQL is SQL. And it's probably in the high 90% as far as universal is concerned. But there are some things, one of them is the formatting of dates, that are different. And you have to check those out. Okay. So if I go down here a little bit further.
I have a question.
Yep.
Okay, so when I got into Pi today, and then I've used the database that I used last time?
Yes.
And then it still has the table in there from last time?
It should.
Okay. How do I show what table is there?
Show tables.
Show tables.
Yep. Okay, and that will show them. Did it bring them up?
Yeah.
That should have brought up the tables. You have to move over to the database you want. And as I told you, you can say show databases and find out what databases you have. You've got a limited number of databases because they didn't want to essentially have everybody creating databases. So you've got a limited number of databases. You want to use the database. So you have to be inside a particular database. Then you can do another show to see the tables that are in that database.
Show tables.
Show tables. And then once you've shown the tables, then you're all set. Okay.
How do you spit out everything that's in the table? So you can see what you already put in there.
What do you mean, spit out everything?
Okay, so now I know my table name. How can I have it?
Then you can say use table.
And then select.
And then do a select. Select asterisks from that table.
Okay.
And if you want to see other tables, I mean, you can't see the contents of multiple tables unless you set up a join situation where you're linking a couple of tables. Other than that, you can just work with one table at a time. And we'll look at how to link, but I don't think we're going to make that today. Okay, down here I've got the select major equals CI, and so what does this mean? It means the CI has to be true and either of the other two because they're in parentheses. And it's like any other logic, ands get resolved before ors. I wanted to resolve the OR first, so I put it in parentheses. Okay, so the order of operations is AND before ORs, and I changes that. Okay. So, the next thing, I added a record that I'm going to delete. And so, if we look at this, there is, I added a record that I wanted to get rid of. And then I went in, and here's the delete statement. And it's delete from. I really want to put an asterisk in there, and about half the time I do. So it's delete from test first, where the ID equals, and you want to put in an ID, obviously, or you will happily delete everything in the table. Okay. I think that one of the important things that I do is once I make a table, I make a backup of the table. And if you do create table, whatever the name of the table is, as select asterisks from another table. So I can say create table BK as select asterisks, or if I don't want everything, select asterisks from whatever. And that makes me a backup. Okay, and I would do that as soon as I finish putting a bunch of records in, I would make a backup. Okay, just so that you have a copy. Because especially you're going to be playing with these tables, and if you do a delete statement and you forget the where clause, you've just wiped out everything you put in. So make a backup, and then you're all set. So I usually call them create table whatever BK, meaning it's the backup for whatever, whatever BK, as select asterisk from whatever. And I make a name for it. Okay. Okay, distinct means that I want to see only once. So, for example, if I want to know what majors are in my database, if I say to select distinct major, then it shows me the two majors that I put into the tables. If I just said select major, I'm going to see CI a gazillion times. Okay, so this one saves it. Same with state. If I want to know what state my customers are in, you know, what states have I got customers in, if I say select distinct state, it's going to give me a listing of the states that are on my database, and they're going to give it to me just once. You can rename things. So that's what I did down there. I said select ID number, ID. And then the comma comes in. The comma is the separator of fields. So if I put the ID in there prior to the comma, it ends up making it the column total. Column header. And then I change name to capital name. I could have changed it to the name or anything else I wanted to call it. And I change major to capital major. So I can do that because commas are the separators. Sorting is done with the order by clause. And you can see the order by clause down there. If I want to sort by two things, I might say order by state. And then major, or something like that. This becomes the primary key. The primary sort. And this becomes the secondary. Essentially, the one you list first is the sort it does first. So this means it would sort by state, and then once it had it done within state, it would sort it on major for that state. Okay, I traditionally end up sending things back to people who say order by name, comma, and then something else. Because if name is your primary, there's only usually one person with that name. So if it's ordered by name, that's lovely. And you want to order by name lots of times. But if you say order by name, comma, major, there's only one person in that name, so it can't order the majors in that name. Okay? You need to have multiple records before it makes any sense to have a double level of sorting. If you just sort by name, there's nothing else to sort by, unless you happen to have a lot of people with the same name. Okay. You can use an in clause, which I did down here. Select asterisks from test first where major in, and I can list all of the majors that I'm looking for. And that's just a lot more efficient than writing where major equals CI or major equals GS or major equals EN. It's just a faster, easier way of writing that. And between is another one that allows you to get stuff. So I said between 3.4 and 3.6. And this between is inclusive. Okay, so this one is inclusive. There are also some betweens that do exclusive. But this is inclusive, meaning it's including both the ends. Exclusive means it's everything between, but not using the ends. But you can see I picked something and said between 3.4 and 3.6, and those are, I knew, were in my list, and so they're actually showing. Exclusive would not have shown those. It would have just shown 3.5. Okay. So it is inclusive. And in this one, I said when name like, and the underscore means skip a character, and the A means I want an A in the second position. Okay, so I've got an underscore, which means skip a character. I've got an A, which is in the second position, and the percent sign basically says whatever comes after. Whatever. Yep. Okay. So I am getting David and Mary because they both have an A in the second character. And that's it for that handout. Okay. Data types is just a link to different data types that you can use. And we've talked about a few of them. We've talked about integer. I don't know what else I have put up there. But there's a whole bunch of data types. And there they are, the MySQL ones, which are the ones you want to look at. I didn't notice that was not. So varchar is for variable characters, etc. And those are the text types. And then below they show the number types and that sort of thing. And they even have a tiny integer. Okay, so basically if you're interested in data types, that's just a reference that you can go to. Okay, the next one is more SQL. And I think between this one and the previous one, I think I've covered everything that is on the homework assignment, if we get through this one. So this, again, is, I said, use first DB. So I moved over to that database. And then I did the show tables, which shows the tables. Okay, so I now have got the tables in there. Okay, so then I went in and I created another table called Other Table, and then I did Show Tables. Show Tables, and sure enough, it showed up. Okay, again, I mentioned that the major, probably I would have done it CHAR for character. I was doing varchar there, don't quite know why, but I probably would have thought about character because it's a fixed number of characters. With varchar, the var stands for variable number of characters. So something like name, when they are all different sizes, you want to make a varchar. But major, state, things like that, that are going to just be two characters, you want to make a character usually, although it doesn't matter. Is that where I want it to be? No, I don't think so. What did I just do to myself? Enable editing, that's what I want. And then when you want to see the description of the table and get the layout, you use DESC. And that gives you the description of the table so you can see what you set it up as. So apparently on this one, I set it up as a character. Okay, I either went in and changed it or I took a picture of something else. Because I thought of the table I had put in. Yeah. I must have cheated and changed it and not told you. Okay. Alter table lets you, and if you want to do things to a table structure, go look up alter table, because it's got a lot of clauses that you can use. Okay, so alter in SQL lets you go in and change the structure of the table. And in this case, I'm adding a field. Okay, so I now have a new field down there. Okay. So I added an advisor, and you can see that I now have the advisor. And then I went down, and the next thing I did was a modify. So I modified a name, and you can also do a delete. I modified a name to make it bigger. So I said alter the table and modify it. And then down below, I did a drop of a column. So I added the column, and now I'm getting rid of it with the drop. Okay, so basically, I can alter data with insert, update, and delete. And I can alter the structure using the alter statement. And the alter statement lets me do an add, a modify, and a drop. And that lets me alter the structure of the table. Okay, so the table has two parts. When you create a table, you create a structure, and then you put data in it. You need to be able to modify the data, and you need to be able to modify or alter the structure. And the alter statement lets you go in and alter the structure of the table. Okay. So that means I can now clean up after pretty much anything that I did to mess up, because I can alter the structure and I can alter the data. And there I'm doing a lot of inserts. And I did a select for the majors and either the number of courses greater than 24 or the GPA greater than 3. Okay, so again, what did I just do? Now, there it is. So again, I'm saying I want to see everybody that's a CI major and either. That parenthesis really reads like an either. So I've got an either. Okay. And either the number of courses greater than 24 or GPA greater than 3.5. Ask me if you have questions. But really, there's not much here to understand as much as there is just to kind of be able to reference when you want to go and do homework or do it. Okay. I can do, which again you can do in every language, I can do a conversion to upper, where I'm saying here, select asterisks from table, where the upper of major equals CI. So if I don't trust what people entered in and think they may have entered lowercase sometimes, then it's safest to check and say, whatever they put in major, convert it to uppercase, and now compare it to CI, to capital CI.
Okay.
I'm not real sure why I'd ever want to do the one down at the bottom, but I can do that. I can put the upper on both sides, so I can say convert anything in the table to upper, and now convert the CI that I want to compare to upper. Okay? So if I have time on my hands and I want to play, I can do that, I guess. But I'm not real clear why I'd ever want to do it. If I want to concatenate a couple of things together, I can say I would like to concatenate name and major. And concatenate means that it will not put a space between them. So I've got the name. Now the name keeps its embedded space, but that was embedded in the data. And I've now concatenated name up against major. Now, there is a couple of kinds of functions in SQL. There are functions like concat. Concat is a function, and it acts on individual records. Okay? So this one here, I just think that's really neat. I've never gotten that lovely little pop-up before. It's a new world every day. Okay. This acts on individual records. Nope. That's right. I gotta go click in my special spot, which is the tiny little spot right there. Ah. It acts on individual records. Look at what I've done. I've got the neat little color change going on, too. Okay, so that acts on individual records. And this acts on groups. It's a group function. So average says, take the average of the GPAs. Give me the average. It acts on a group. I can specify a group. If I don't specify the group, it acts on the whole table. It takes the whole table as a group. Okay, so the average GPA for all of my records is 3.23 whatever. Whereas concat, you can see it went in and dealt with each record. And as it dealt with each record, it gave me output. So it acted on individual records. Whereas average is a group function, and it is acting on the entire table. Okay? Again, I can put a clause in there that will cause it to group on particular fields. But in this one, I could have said I wanted to average and group on major, and you'll see that in a minute, and then it would group on major. Okay, so those are functions. And we'll look a lot more at functions in a later handout. So this one is showing a few more group functions. And it is showing sum, count, and max. And there's min, and there's a bunch of other things. And if you want to know what they have, go look up MySQL group functions. Okay, and you'll get a list of them. But in this one, I've got a sum of what was in number of courses, I've got a count of the major field, and I've got a max on the GPA. Okay. Now gives me the current date and time. So if I say select now and don't do anything else, it's going to give me the current date and time for every record, which is lovely, but the one on the bottom is a nice function. It gives me my length. So it's saying I want to see the name and I want to see the length of name. Okay, so it's telling me that Susan Ash is 9 characters. And notice it counts embedded spaces but not trailing spaces. Okay. Now, I said you could group. So down here I've said select major. I want to see the count of a major, and I want to see it done with a group by major. Okay. Notice up in the other group functions that I did, and let me go scroll up for a minute. The one with sum, count, max. I didn't put any fields in there because there aren't any fields that would make sense. Okay, I'm saying sum it all up. I'm saying count it. I'm saying max. I don't want to see somebody's name in there. That makes no sense when I'm doing the counts. Okay, down here I said, okay, I want to group by major. I want to count the different majors. So I want to group by major. Once I've said group by major, love when that happens. Once I have said group by major, I can then print out or select the major field. In other words, I can show the fields that I've done the group by on. And let me get rid of this if I can. Okay. So now I can say, since I said group by major, I can now take and show the major. So I can show the thing that I'm grouping by. If I said show name, comma, major, which name is it going to pick? The first name? That's meaningless. Now, I have a complaint about my SQL. And that is, and somebody can try that because I didn't think to try it last night and see if it had been fixed. But they will allow you to do that. They will say, so if somebody's got one, go ahead and try doing a group by and then put other fields up there and see. But it allows you to do that in MySQL. In Oracle, it doesn't. But in MySQL, it allows you to put another field up there, which gets you nonsense, basically. Because if I say select name, comma, major, and I'm saying group by major, then there are 5 CI majors. Which name is it going to show? You know, so it makes no sense. But MySQL has traditionally allowed that to happen. Okay, as I said, I didn't try it this weekend to see if it still was. I didn't honestly think about it. But it has been true that it allowed that. And I assume it probably still is. Now, if I want, and I've got one example here, and we're going to look at some more of these examples. We don't have a class on Thursday, so it will be next Tuesday. Assuming that the snowstorm this weekend. Well, the bad part for me is at least I'm leaving Thursday to go to North Carolina for the weekend. And then they're saying snow Saturday and Sunday, so we'll see if I'm going to end up missing another Monday. Whether I'm going to be able to fly out of...
Huh? I feel like I've never been to a Monday class.
There's been one.
Yeah, over the month, yeah.
Right. There's been one Monday class. Okay, so what you've got here is if I want to exclude, why is it deciding to do that? If I want to exclude records as I form a group, use where. So, for example, if I wanted to say select major, count major from other tables, and I wanted to put a where as I was forming the group that I excluded. So I wanted to say where GPA is greater than 3, or where GPA is not greater than 3. If I want to exclude records, and I guess that means you can include too, but except that they're kind of all there if you don't do anything. So that's why I think of it as exclude. Once the groups have been formed, to exclude a group, use having. To exclude a group after it's been formed, so after the group has been formed, you formed all the groups. Now you want to exclude a particular group, okay? Then you can use the having clause. So what I've got there, if you look at it, is I said select major, count of major, from other table, group by major, having some of the number of courses greater than 50. Is that going away, or does somebody want to get the door? It's gone away. Okay. So having some number of courses greater than 50. So it is basically excluding BU there, because BU did not have a some number of courses greater than 50. So when I just formed the groups, I had two groups. After I put the having in, I excluded one group. Okay? So that group got excluded. Or it could have been multiple groups. I just only had two groups. So where excludes records as they're being formed, and group having, I mean, once they've been formed, having excludes groups. And there isn't anything, as I recall, on this homework assignment that has that, but you'll have it next week and we can talk about it a little more next week. Okay. Questions? That's one that I find people make mistakes on, that's kind of a tricky one, so just kind of keep that in mind. Once the groups are formed, to exclude a group, you use having. But if you want to exclude records as you're forming the groups, you use where. Okay, so where lets you take out individual records as you're forming the group. And having lets you take out one or more of the groups that have been formed. And I think that did it. Well, I talked fast. We didn't lose all that much. Yeah.
Now, what's really the advantage to using Putty if you're manipulating databases versus another source like Access or reading from a file or something like that?
Okay, well, we're doing Putty mainly to just play with the database.
Access it remotely.
That's right. And also just to play with it without being involved with PHP.
Right.
For now. We just, this was, okay, first we looked at PHP, now we're looking at MySQL, next we're going to bring them together. So actually, I can do all of this stuff within PHP.
Right.
I can create tables using PHP, but I put in the SQL inside the PHP to do it. So all of these things that we're learning now and just looking, it's you may think PuTTY's a pain, but writing a whole program to do it is even more of a pain. And so I just want to experiment with PuTTY, with PHP, and it's easier to experiment with it in PuTTY.
Right.
That's my main reason.
Trying to gear, you know, at what level will I really be able to kind of use this, you know, with databases and doing what I would...
Well, I mean, Access is a toy,
right,
essentially. It's not a serious database. It's, you know, maybe...
It's very pretty.
SQL Server is Microsoft's more serious database that they want you to get into. So basically, I think MySQL is used heavily online. Oracle is too. And Oracle is used probably the most heavily use. And yes, you can do anything once you've learned SQL. Oracle is not that different, so you can go in and manipulate an Oracle database, basically. And you can manipulate a MySQL database. So if you can do SQL, you can get stuff out of any database. Now, as I said, the world's changing a little with big data. And so, you know, big companies like Amazon and Google and everything are moving over toward big data. But the rest of the world is going to be here for a while. Big data isn't going to happen for a while for the rest of the world.
What is big data?
Go read about it. It's not a one sentence. It's a way of manipulating humongous amounts of data, basically. And, you know, I've played with this, and I'm trying to remember because I played with it last summer. Starts with M. A application that you can use that kind of helps you learn about big data that I played with momentarily but didn't go terribly far in. But it's just a different way of organizing data because of a lot of the problems that basically having the amount of data that Amazon and Google has, they decided was not as effective. They wanted a more effective way of handling tons of data.
Right.
Okay, honest, we're done. And the other class really is trying to throw you out. So take the hint, folks. Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. We're done. I'm throwing them out.